Haying in Boundary County, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. 25 miles from the Canadian border in Boundary County, Mike Ribley is getting his first cut of hay in. And, like all Idaho crops this year, it's late.
This field here is our first cut. It's overripe, but with all the rain we had in July, we just could not get things done like we normally do. We're usually done by the middle of July with our first cut, and we're still working at it this year.
Without irrigation, North Idaho producers seldom get more than two cuttings of hay. I asked if he was expecting to get another cut.
Probably not this year. You never know. Depending on what type of fall we get. If we get Indian summer and we get some rains now and a little warm weather, we might get a second on this, but it's questionable.
Ribley's getting about 3.5 tons per acre, but yields are down this year, with the market price hovering between $140 and $150 per ton. Rising food costs haven't hit Boundary County yet, but he'll sell everything he grows.
We're getting $150 for the horse people, plus delivery when we deliver it to Post Falls or after them, Sandpoint, that kind of stuff. I think the export market is probably a little higher than that, but we do okay at the $150 plus delivery. So.
That's right, Ribley caters to the horse market. And even with lower yields and prices, this harvest will be green. Green, as in dollar bills. Ag Information Network of the West.